This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan. This is Rich Morrow, my co-host.
Yes, I am.
And indeed, and it's good to have all of you with us. Thank you for tuning in. Always great to have you each week that you join us for this incredible ride, these exciting, countervailing stories that, you know,
go where they go.
Go where they go, as is often the case with things that ultimately bless us, by the way. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Sit down, get comfortable, because this is going to be interesting, okay? Promise you, you won't be bored, not even a little bit.
You look very philosophical today, and you're all black.
You are?
Yeah, you do. You look like you're ready to drop some.
I look like a
some knowledge.
A French philosopher?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
African philosopher. All right. So we gonna start.
At
off
least
with
I don't look somnambulant.
I don't know what that word means.
It means sleepy.
Oh, do I look sleepy?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just asking. Starting off with our Q&A today. Got some questions for you from our viewers.
Okay, I got a cough.
And we love that you guys continue to ask us
questions. We're starting with
questions. Yeah, we're going to start.
I like this.
Yeah. Please continue to ask us anything you want to hear us answer.
If you want a mug, hesitate. I'm about to get Tyler.
We're going
to
have somewhere
if
for you
want
to
a mug,
get a mug.
Talk to Tyler.
Yeah, let me know.
They're going to be like, who the hell is Tyler? But
not actually here.
But we do love your submissions and questions. Reach out to us on our Instagram page, Facebook page, YouTube. Ask us questions that you want us to answer. We will answer them, and we really welcome them. So, first question for today, Doc. I'm going to preface this. These questions are all over the place, so
okay. There's
no pattern. How would this discovery of alien life impact your beliefs at all? Hold on. Because I feel funny even asking you about this, because you really probably don't give a damn about this at all. But how would the discovery of alien life impact your beliefs, if at all? And would it matter if the discovery were of simple algae or bacteria versus complex life?
These are actual questions.
Yeah. These are actual questions. That's why it was hard for me to
actually submit it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, because I want to make sure I'm honoring the question.
Yeah,
Mr. Real, like if you wrote the question,
I was about to just
be like, what? But if it's a real question from a real fan, I'm going to honor the question. I'm going to honor the question by first asking Aaron the question. Because I feel like you've been quiet for a lot of episodes, and I feel like you're not pulling your weight.
Okay? So the mystical voice of Aaron is about to join
us. You're not pulling your weight over there.
He's going to answer
so
this question.
So if we found aliens, complex life forms or algae, would it affect your faith in whatever it is you believe in?
No, because I already believe in it.
You believe in aliens?
Yeah, I think there's life forms out there for sure, yeah. Okay. And they're starting to come out and say, you know, the government, that there's life forms out there and all that. So it's just confirming what I already believe.
Yeah, they're confirming.
Okay. Now, you weren't at the Capitol on January 6th, right?
Nah, I'm not that dude. I'm not doing anything like that.
Sure. I know your mom watches the show. So shout out to your mom, by the way.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
You can say her name, but I can't.
She watches the show?
Yeah, she does.
She
loves Sean. She wanted me to say that. She loves Sean.
That's good.
And I love your mom. How about we get her name?
Her name is Patricia.
Patricia! Shout out to Patricia.
Yeah.
Aaron's
Thanks
mom.
Thanks for having Aaron. We love him here.
You did a great job, by the way. You did a great job raising this one, okay?
Nice.
So you already believe that there's something out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
What do you think?
Would it affect my belief? Not at all.
Yeah.
I think I actually, obviously, I believe in God. Mm-hmm. And I think that if God is God, then this ain't the only thing God created. Hold on. One second. You know, God's created, God's created a bunch of other stuff. So I would not have a problem with there being life in other places. Mm-hmm. I'm like Aaron. I don't know. Aaron has a belief with this. I don't have a belief.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
I mean, creation can't just stop with us.
How arrogant must we be?
I mean,
how arrogant must we be?
If there is a creator, and I think there is, mm-hmm. then who says that God has stopped creating? There could be new worlds, new species being created
anytime
in places we don't know. I mean, the universe is, first, there's a multiverse.
I was going to say, there's different timelines.
It's creation. That's why I find it so difficult for people to think that some random thing happened to create creation.
It's way too complex
and to marvelous.
To be a beautiful, happy accident.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's just not, in my opinion. So I wouldn't be surprised at all. What's the next question?
Next question. Oh, it's for me. What made you want to be an actor? Were you always putting on performances for friends and family as a kid? That's a good question. What made me want to be an actor? We spoke on this in our last episode a little bit. When I was in college, I was around a bunch of people that became social media, you know, famous, so to speak, doing Vines, YouTube videos, and all kinds of things. But growing up, I always knew I was going to be on TV or something of that sort. I just thought it would be playing a sport for the most part. And the whole show of being an athlete was probably the most fun part about playing sports for me, was actually putting on the show. I didn't like going to practice. I didn't like running. I didn't like doing a lot of the other stuff. But I did like putting on the show the day of game day. And I usually would do pretty well with that. So it translated into when I started to get around and in front of the camera doing, you know, television and film stuff. But it started off with social media. And although I have a love-hate relationship with what it's done to people, I have to appreciate that it helped spark
now what my was, let me see the thing. What was the question?
What made me want to be an actor? This is what I'm telling him.
Well, could you get to the part where you...
Will you let me finish? Damn.
Could you cut across
the
field?
Did you just cut me off in the middle of...
Because you're taking a long way. You went back to high school.
Because they asked if I ever put on performances for friends or family.
Yes, have you?
At times, but not really for that reason. It was just, I just always have been an entertaining, fun, outgoing people person. So
let's put a finer point on it. What specifically made you want to be an actor?
I wanted to be able to have a voice and be able to represent people that didn't feel like they had one, and to have the responsibility of actually having influence and doing the right thing.
Is that the real answer?
Swear to God.
Because I'm not, this is going to sound like I'm challenging your answer.
And it's in my ebook. I answered the question.
No, because I also think you were starting to answer the question by saying you love to perform.
I do. And that's the medium that I'm able to do it through. But the basis of why, because you got to have a why with this. Like, it can't just be like, oh, I just enjoy performing with a profession like acting, because it becomes your life. Like, it literally encompasses everything about you as a person. So you have to be all in on that. It has to line up with why you actually doing it, not just the action of doing it. So for me, I was sparked by social media, but I love the fact that I get to perform and also be myself and connect with many different people and also travel and do all kinds of things that are unpredictable. I've never been the person to sit at a desk and do the same thing every day. Like, that's part of the reason why I didn't enjoy school much.
Did you realize that's a third answer?
Yeah. But it's a layered question for me because it's not just simple.
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I'm doing this to you.
You really... wait. You're never holding the iPad again, bro. Because where are these extra questions coming from that you asked? I'm answering the same question. Got Benny Parks to it.
I'm doing this to you because this is what most people go through when they have to identify in very succinct terms why they do something.
I just came off of writing my ebook, so I'm very just... Locked in with longer responses right now.
It's not a criticism at all. Because it is hard to take something that you consider to be vast and important.
I'm so passionate about it.
And to shrink it down.
To a sentence.
Right. Or even to an indiscriminate word.
Yeah,
right?
To describe it all.
But that kind of clarity is the thing that will sustain the passion.
You're right.
So I'm sort of walking you through this.
Okay.
Getting,
so this is a challenge then. If I could boil it down into just a few words, like an epitaph, I will say, I wanted to become an actor because I love to perform and connect with people.
Stop. That's the sentence.
Period.
Anything more is the consequence of the first part of the sentence.
Okay, you're right.
Love to perform, love to connect with people. So when it gets on your nerves, when you get weary, when you don't believe in it, when it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
That's what I lean on.
You go back to why you do it.
Absolutely.
That's what you love to perform, to be seen, to be heard, to be taken seriously, to be celebrated, to be applauded, to be critiqued and criticized.
That's honestly, being seen and being heard is probably one of the bigger things. Being an only child for me, I feel like I had a lack of
that going on. Stop. Perfect. So we've taken the
performative.
No. Let me give it a little.
Go ahead. I was trying to help you find it. Look, I can't do nothing, people. I'm gonna just sit here and wait for him.
We've taken the ultimate
signal
sentence.
Me to speak.
Listen. We've taken the ultimate sentence and made it penultimate.
Now we have.
Okay. Now we have a new ultimate sentence.
So what would the new ultimate sentence be?
Being seen and being heard. That's why you do it.
Yeah. You helped me figure that out.
Yeah, you don't just like to perform.
Yeah.
And you don't just like to
connect
with
people.
You want to be seen and you want to be heard. Now, when you know that, you can take that into every scenario that you're in. And you need, and the person you're loving and all that, they need to know that that is at the core
the reason
of what your soul longs for.
Amen. You're right.
So when she or your friends, like Juice is your best friend, whenever people in your life want to feed you emotionally, spiritually, that's where they need to go. And when they can't find you, that's the river you'll be sitting at.
Wow.
Now you can have this back.
I guess you can hold the iPad every now and then.
Yeah, right?
That's amazing. Yeah, yes, you're 100% right.
I can only do it because I've had to go through it myself.
You've done it with so many. You've had a lot of experience with helping people be able to understand those kind of things. And that's why I appreciate you so much, because it is a lot more complicated of an answer for me. But at the core of it, you're 100% right. If I had to be 100% honest with myself on why I do it, it's because I genuinely appreciate being seen and being heard.
Nothing wrong with it.
And doing the same for other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it gives me the opportunity.
It's a beautiful thing.
So that is my answer, viewer out there. Thank you for asking me that question.
So people, you know he loves doing this show. Because he can be seen and he can be heard. And as you deserve to be, by the way. You know, as all people do. I think most people don't need a show.
Yeah.
Or a microphone.
But regardless of cameras or a platform to do it on, being seen and being heard is probably the most moving thing that we experience amongst one another. And to be able to do that is also a gift, an ability to be able to actually see and hear people. A lot of people don't see people. Well, they walk past people every day and don't see nobody.
Well, let me see your point, raise your point. The gift, the actual gift may be the one who can compel other people to hear and see them. And that is what makes Meryl Streep Meryl Streep. That's what makes Denzel Denzel. You. That's what makes Drake.
Yeah.
And whoever.
Absolutely.
Pick some other people because they have a quality, a je ne sais quoi, that makes them seeable and hearable. And they demand it with their talent.
Yeah.
And I think if people, whoever's watching right now, I think in all of our lives, with the people that we love and we are connected to, we use the best of what we have to accomplish that goal. Not to manipulate people, not to manage people, right? But to give yourself the platform you've always wanted. So take the best of you and create a space for you to be seen and heard. But when that happens, make sure you have something to say. And as you said in another episode, make sure that what people see is worth the trouble of looking at.
Mm-hmm. And I feel there's a responsibility that comes with it as an actor that I wanted to take on. So that
is that it?
For the questions, we're going to throw the break. And then when we get back, we're going to
I took the questions, people, and turned them into a therapy session.
You definitely did.
Because that's what I do.
I definitely learned something there.
See there?
We'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're back, people. Put my glasses back on, and so I can see.
Yeah, we about to hop.
Oh, you know, let me tell you about seeing. Okay. Whatever you're about to do.
Go ahead.
I'm preempting.
It don't matter.
So you're 30 in your 30s, 31. Early 30s. Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When you get to be in your 40s, you go blind.
I hope not.
No, son. Listen.
It's just going.
There's
happen.
No hope.
It just slowly starts happening.
You are going to go blind in your 40s. And I'm doing this for you because nobody did this for me.
Okay.
Nobody told me when you get to be 40-something, the blindness starts coming.
Okay.
All right? Not complete blindness.
I know. I'm but your vision, assuming
you that. In your 30s?
Yeah, I'm 36.
Yeah. You got about 4 or 5 more years.
Where are you going?
Yeah, my mom wears glasses now.
Listen, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
How can you help that?
Dying. It's the only way.
Jesus.
It's the coming of age.
Well, damn, people.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Some hard truth for everybody.
Celebrate not just the me. Fact that you got 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
And those are stylish glasses.
I got 9 years left of this.
Yeah. I mean, it may not happen until you get into your mid-40s.
But it's coming.
Mine wasn't until my mid-40s.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you're going to go blind.
What is it like? Things just start getting blurrier? Or?
He's just like.
Like, damn, am
I? Start having to read stuff.
I got
out
something
here.
In my eye.
You're like, what is, you know, you start, you got to put the paper 2 miles away.
Yeah, I know that look.
You know,
yeah. You start, I hope I'm not.
And it always starts with those magnifiers to make the words bigger. It's just.
On the phone?
On everything.
On everything.
On the menu. Jesus.
It always be funny when you see someone older and you see their phone and they looking at their phone and the letters is this damn big. It'd be super zoomed in.
Don't do that.
It's not that it's funny, but I get it now because you're saying.
I'm on my way. So.
Yeah, like.
Aaron, what you over there laughing at?
But I be looking at their screen and they got to scroll sideways just to see the whole sentence.
Well, I want to hear this. What'd you say, Aaron?
I've been blind for 15 years.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're different. You were born with astigmatism.
Yeah, I got astigmatism.
That's different. That's different. You've had glasses.
I'm praying to hold on to my vision as long as possible.
You listen, I'm praying with you.
Yeah, we're okay? going to see what happens.
I just had to get that out.
Yeah.
Now I'm we glad can you go did. Back to what
just
we're supposed
traumatized
to
traumatize me for.
I give you the truth,
you
man. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We're going to dive into some stories, finally. You ready? Here's a dilemma for you. This is Florida.
God.
According to the Unilad.
What the hell is the Unilad?
The Unilad.
I mean, is this a credible source?
It don't matter. It's Florida.
Kind of does.
Here's a dilemma for you. A heartbroken husband has turned to Reddit to share his distressing situation.
To Reddit?
Reddit.
Okay.
His wife of Reddit seems to be very toxic to me, by the way.
Reddit is like the dark cesspool of the internet.
I don't know what be going on over there.
I don't go on Reddit. Mm-mm.
If you want to get your self-esteem crushed, if you want to worry about something you ain't got no business worrying about,
go on Reddit. There you go.
That's how I leave that every time. But anyway, so his wife of 10 years has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, right?
Okay.
And her dying wish is to have sex with a previous partner of hers, claiming that he was more physically satisfying. The husband's torn between granting her wish and feeling hurt and betrayed by her request, or, you know, granting her wish because she's dying in the next 9 months or so, and she wants to sleep with her ex one last time. So Redditors have mixed responses, some advising him to deny her wish for the sake of his own feelings, while others criticize the wife for making such a request and risking their companionship and care during her final days. As of now, there's been no follow-up, but what would you do in that situation? They got 9 months to live. Mm-hmm. You probably never gonna send, you know, this is your partner, like you're married.
Mm-hmm. Which I wouldn't be.
But yeah, but hypothetically speaking, in the other multiverse.
What is the multiverse Sean is married?
The multiverse Sean probably in the NBA.
Oh, I should meet him.
He said, whoa, he got excited about
that. I know, that was my dream job.
Might have to make a movie about you.
I had two dream jobs, being president of the United States and being in the NBA. My dream jobs. But back to this foolishness.
We need to make you president.
We do need to make you president.
So much happier.
I just need y'all to ignore a few things in my past.
Scrub some of these episodes.
Ignore a few things in my past.
Bury some stuff.
If Trump can do it, Trump can get away with it. Listen. But back to this. What do you ask me? Would I let the person I was married to have sex?
Would you let them sleep with
their ex? At first I'd be like, why are you still thinking about
them?
Somebody else?
They about to die.
Can I say that?
Nope, but we'll bleep that.
Okay.
They're going to bleep that for
somebody
sure.
else's penis? Can I say that?
Find
sexual
out.
Organ.
Somebody else's...
Organ. Beef stick.
Mandolin.
There you go.
Somebody else's pickle.
Beef.
Why are you thinking about somebody
beef
else's
jerky?
Pickle? Oh, shouldn't man. You be thinking about meeting your maker, you little freak? You know, you about to die. That's what you're thinking about? Penis? That's on your mind. I would be thinking, who did I marry? I'm the dummy for marrying a dummy who on their last dying wish is to go get some nookie.
That's they got 9 months, so it's not like the very last thing I'm sure they
Yeah, but do. How about you think about more important things?
To do in that 9 months.
Like getting your little soul together.
And if they
anybody you need to forgive or so here's what I would do. If that is what you want, then you should go do that.
Yeah, but
and let me tell you why. Because okay. You're gonna be dead in 9 months.
Anyway.
So listen, I ain't gotta put up with you anyway.
So you just cutting them off.
So
that 9 months is gonna be cut short.
Oh, I would be pissed off.
You're gonna leave them.
And then I would be like, I know I'm 9 months.
You like, I'm going to just ride this 9 months. But you going to let them go have their fun?
I'm not going to deny you your dying wish.
So you're going to let them come back?
Because, let me say this. If you say no, you already know they want it.
So now it's like,
you can't unsee the sun.
Yeah.
Once you see it, it's there.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
9 months goes by, you let it happen, she beats cancer.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh.
Well, what a dilemma now.
Well, you know what you do? You go back over there with Pedro or Steve or whoever it was you went and got the nookie from, because it's clear to me that your dying damn wish
is to be on their pogo stick.
Wants to go over there and drop it like it's hot. We can't. We ain't got no future. I'm glad you still have a life. Mm-hmm. What we don't have together is a future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. So you got to leave them where they at.
Let me tell you something. When somebody in critical moments, listen to this. And you listen to this too, mister over there. You can tell listen, this is actually very important.
Okay.
You can tell a lot about a person by what they reach for in the dying light. Mm-hmm. when life is slipping from them or when they find themselves in a tight place, it's what people reach for in those moments that tell you who they are. In the grip of life, some mm-hmm. people reach for money, some mm-hmm. reach for sex, mm-hmm. some for fame and all the other things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But in the grip, in the death grip of life, other people reach for forgiveness and they reach for companionship mm-hmm. and they reach for mercy mm-hmm. and wonder. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who a person is until they're in that grip. They don't have the money to pay the bill. Mm-hmm. They're sick in their bodies. Now we see who you are. Because mm-hmm. what you want now is who you are.
Yep.
You told me in the death grip of life.
That you thinking about.
That you wanted to go swing on his pole. Okay. There's no way we're getting over that.
You can't unsee it or hear that.
No, we're not getting over that. And you know what? Let me say this, because this is important too. Aaron, listen, I'm giving you free riz. This is for free. I'm going to bless you on the way out the door. I'm going to sell
you. No.
I don't even mean that facetiously. I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah.
And I want you to go be happy.
Don't wish you well.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because how I release you will determine how the next thing comes in. So I got to release you the right way.
Wow.
I got That's to gonna let go you go over
a
right
lot
way.
Of people's heads. Mm. And I see a lot of the aftermath of how someone was released impact the way that they come into the next situation. And it takes a lot of, you know, damage control to be able to correct that. And a lot of people just walk around doing that to other people and over and over again.
I release you with all the blessing I can give you. Go be happy. Go live your life. Because how I let go is how I receive.
And you actually care about that. That's not just for you. It's for them. Like, that feels healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there's life after you. just like you went and got some nookie, I'm going to go get me some.
Right now.
And I'm going to need my character, not for you, but for the next person.
For the next person.
I'm going to need my mind, not for you. But for the next person.
A lot of people can learn from that. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people struggling with
being vindictive, and being evil, being petty,
vengeful,
being dramatic, right? I'm gonna tear this village down. Yeah, burn the house down and then realize you got to live in the ashes. Mm-hmm. Not burning the house down. I'm just putting you out the house.
And then them become habits that they carry on.
Right, know, and that's even more devastating. Because once you get used to being an
narcissist.
Arsonist. You kind of like it.
Yeah.
You kind of like setting things on fire. Like, this felt good. No, not burning nothing. You go and be happy. Because I promise you, that's what I'm going
to
do.
That's what I'm about to go to. Hear that. Amen to that.
The devil is a lie.
Well, that's
9 months left and you want some nookie.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Next story. The
earthquake?
I think we just had an earthquake.
Another one?
No, my phone usually goes off and we have an earthquake.
They said we had one yesterday and I didn't feel it. 2 days ago,
I felt
feel
it.
We did have one on Sunday.
You feel it?
Yeah.
I didn't feel it. I was sitting up in bed, didn't feel it at all.
Oh, I felt it. My table was shaking.
Yeah, really? Same. Yeah. I usually can tell because the liquor store behind my house would drop a bottle or something. When I go in there next, I would ask them, did anything fall? They're like, no. But, it must have not been that big. Next story. We're going to Argentina. I'm talking about the earthquake. Stop. Let me live. Mashable. That's the editorial that reported this story. It's in Argentina. You haven't been to Argentina, right? Have you been to South America at all?
Yeah, I've been to Venezuela, been to Cuba. Have I been to Brazil?
I was going to ask you, have you been to
Brazil? I think I've been to Brazil. I don't remember, but I know I've been to Venezuela.
How was Venezuela?
Looks like California.
Really?
Look a lot like California.
That's dope.
Reminded me of just being here.
Probably warmer, though. More humid, I would imagine. It's tropical. It felt the same. Okay. Yeah. That's dope. Okay. Argentina. It's a feel-good love
story. I was
there
for Hugo Chavez's funeral, ironically.
Really?
I know. It was quite a... I've lived many lives, people.
In the multiverse.
I was part of a delegation that went down for Chavez's funeral.
Yeah.
State funeral.
Was the funeral fun? Not fun, but not funeral. But
like,
funeral I forgot you fun. Said. No, I didn't mean to say fun. Did you enjoy your time down there when you went?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, the funeral was ornate, and it was the president of the country died.
Yeah.
So it was a huge
I
thing.
Imagine. Yeah.
And Dr. Sean loves him a state funeral, boy. Mm. I love the pomp and circumstance. I love the marching around.
Yeah, it was a lot of
prestige
in the building.
And I also met the Maduro, the guy that took the totalitarian dictator that took over.
Really?
I could tell as soon as I met him, I was like,
this guy.
I was like, murderer.
He's about to do some
damage. I was like, he's about to. I was like, let me get out of this country before
before you get elected.
Before you take over. Because you don't look like you got good sense. All right, come on.
Okay, Argentina. A farmer spends over 40 years growing a guitar-shaped forest to honor his late wife. And, in the farmlands of Argentina, he turned his grief, obviously, into a tribute. But it was a wish that they once shared. He created this guitar-shaped forest on their land with over 7,000 trees, forming the guitar's outline and strings, and the forest stretches for more than half a mile. This living masterpiece stands as a testament to his.
How about we just
love.
Jump to whatever and question you're going to have?
Do you think it's beautiful, first of all? There's so much art, so much of art is an expression of pain and love. That's what I was going to say. And when your loved ones passed, how do you usually honor them? Would you honor someone in this kind of way? Or do you feel like...
cutting the forest into a guitar?
But I'm saying, do you do anything, of the sort, maybe not quite to this extent, to honor people when they pass? No.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
This is the picture, by the way.
I mean, I kind of saw it. I mean, it's nice looking. The rituals of the heart are vast and complex.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mix grief into it, it takes on a whole nother dimension.
It does.
I don't, at least not as of yet, I've not experienced a death that would compel me to that extent.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I just remember people and honor their memory by remembering them.
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to do a whole bunch of extra stuff.
Yeah.
That's just not me.
So as an artist, a lot of the most beautiful creations that we know, whether it be musically, through art, through film, television, come rooted out of pain or love, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt compelled to create anything artistic out of something you've been through? Or are
of course.
You just not? What kind of things? You don't draw or paint, do you?
No.
What do you do? Because I feel like you're so much of a reader that I don't picture you creating. Oh.
You ought to see my drawings. They look like a serial killer drawing. Slanted,
But like, I guess I'm kind of wondering, do you channel your pain in any way to resemble some form
My first way is pizza. Okay?
Okay.
That's way one.
You said the rituals are vast.
Right, rituals are vast and undeniable. And then my second way is I'm a writer.
Yeah, you don't write.
So I write.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
and I don't know. I don't even like poetry, honestly. Which
really?
Is ironic.
That is.
I think a lot of. Who am I going to get in so much trouble for saying this? But a little controversy is good for the show. I think a lot of poetry is just a waste of words. It's like, what are y'all talking about?
It's just like music, though.
Although when people read my writing, they think it's very poetic.
It is.
Which is interesting. But I'm not into poetry.
For someone who completely understands the music of language.
Don't like poetry.
How do you not like poetry? Because poetry is like very close to just music and like spoken word. Do you like spoken word type stuff?
Cannot stand it.
That is crazy.
It is so annoying to hear. And I was the flower that moves through the rain, 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 drops. They fall on my shoe. What kind of shoes
rain,
do you wear?
Rain,
what kind of shoes do you wear when you run through the forest and love has not found you again? My heart is not broken. It is not mended. It is not mine. Who does it belong to? Hearts ablaze.
I'm taking you to the poetry lounge one day.
I could kill it.
I know you could.
I just get up off the dome and just kill it.
But I want you to see some other people do poetry live.
No, I'm good.
I just want to see your reaction because I think you would actually appreciate some of them.
I probably would, and then.
But then the other ones, I know you'll look over at me and be like, you lucky I'm still sitting here.
No, I just feel like it's such a waste of words most of the time. I'm into prose.
You know what I'm starting to
notice
about you?
I'm into beautiful prose.
You know what I'm starting to notice about you?
What is that?
You, and it makes sense because you're a writer, you compute in the way that you think and what you demand from other people is a reflection of, I feel like, how good of a writer you are. You make me concise my words and summarize things that I'm going to say, much like you did with helping me find my, you know, why I like to act answer. And I love it because it helps people be able to become more direct and sharp in what they're actually
clarity.
Thinking. Clarity. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm starting to find ways now where I can hear that voice in the back of my head of you wanting me to
be clear.
Be clear and more concise. But it's like almost like compressed. It's not even just about being clear. Because sometimes I think I explain to the extent I do sometimes some things because I want to be clear.
Right.
But you feel there's always a more proficient and efficient way to be. And, yeah, I like that because I do feel it is more clear at the end of the day. But at the same time, you're not somebody who likes to hear too many words.
Well, most people, the irony is most people don't use enough words.
But then when they use too much, you hate it.
Or they use too many.
That's the funny
There's
thing.
A perfect thing
I'm
in the middle.
I'm learning that about you. You really
clarity,
have like...
Like clarity is kind of in the middle. So yeah. So if you start you start talking and then you descend into cliche,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? You
That's
feel
when
me?
You can feel it.
It's like, okay, well, you're not using enough words because I don't know what the hell you mean.
I don't feel you.
And I don't feel you.
I'm trying to understand.
This made no sense.
Yeah.
And then when you do this long recitation, this Shakespearean monologue, What is it called in Shakespeare when the characters talk to the audience? It's
like
a special word for it.
Isn't it?
No, it's not a monologue.
No, it's a side.
It's a side. What's it called?
They call it...
Help us, audience. What is it called?
It's
not a diatribe. What is it called?
Diatribe is like a...
I don't know. But
it's
he's going to Google it. But people go through this long soliloquy.
Soliloquy. I literally was about to say
this long soliloquy.
Nailed it.
Then it's too much. There's something right in the middle.
Yeah.
That I think most people should be. And it's not that I don't love the, sometimes poetry is beautiful, because I love Maya Angelou. Her poems, I think, are particularly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not pointless.
Okay.
I think words should not just be for the sake of being wordy.
Yeah. Just word.
And a lot of spoken word is just wordy.
Word vomit. Just
yeah, it's
words.
Just like, just, come on, is there a point to this? Which I love beautiful prose.
Yeah.
You know, like a beautiful sentence that says something.
Exactly. That says more than what's on the page.
Yeah, that communicates something. You know, like one of the, like, there's a word that Toni Morrison uses a lot. in her novels. Clotted. She loves the word clotted.
That's her word.
His life was clotted with, or the shoe was clotted.
That's her synonym.
Yeah, she uses it a lot.
Yeah.
But it is, there's a beauty to it.
Says a lot more than just.
So I'm not against, obviously, words, but I'm not into poetry.
I can feel when you either, you're not getting enough from somebody, or you're getting too much, and you don't like either one of them. So
yeah, no.
People got to learn that middle ground of clarity and language.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of communicating if you're talking to somebody and they can't receive what you're
saying? Yeah, you just, I feel like the more that we grow, you know, and, you know, learn each other over time on this show, mm-hmm. I'm starting to become aware of that in myself.
Of how wordy you can be?
Yeah, and I don't think I like it, but at the same time.
Well, thank God for that.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, so on a lighter note, let's go to the Urban Dictionary section. We ain't done this in a little while.
No, we haven't.
We haven't done it in a little while. So for those of you who don't know, I asked Doc what he thinks something from the Urban Dictionary means. He gives me his best answer. I would say your correct percentage. Yeah, your percentage is pretty high on these.
Now.
Yeah, you up there. So we're going to see how he does on this one, guys.
Thank you, TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok University definitely helped you with this one. So, Philadelphia sunscreen. What do you think that means?
Philadelphia sunscreen. Philly cheese. I'm thinking cheese. I'm thinking cheese on your face. I'm thinking... could be something sexual.
No.
Somebody like peeing on you.
Oh Lord.
What is it?
Using an empty sun cream container to smuggle alcohol into an event where it's prohibited. So for example, I hear the security is really strict at this gig. I think I'll just have a Philadelphia sunscreen.
I don't need that in
sunscreen.
A sentence. I mean, people actually do that? They put alcohol in sunscreen? Yeah.
They put them in any bottle that they can sneak in because they won't suspect sunscreen being, you know, having alcohol in it. So it's got to be a bottle that they wouldn't think you'd put
it in. Sunscreen.
Yeah.
I know women who have, like, bras that they put, like, a flask inside of it, and they put the alcohol in that.
What kind of women do you know?
Classy women.
Classy women.
And daylight.
I don't know any women that put liquor in they.
They do make, like if you go to a smoke shop, they got containers that are disguised as like Arizona cans that you can open up instead and put different stuff in and stuff like that. Like that would be like a version, I feel like.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I don't know that.
Like, I think you can actually
be trying to smuggle alcohol into nowhere. So
smuggling nothing into nothing.
It's not surprising that you don't know that.
Like, I think you could probably go and purchase an empty sunscreen bottle like online somewhere for that specific reason.
Oh, true.
You can?
I think. Probably. I believe so.
You can buy anything now. Amazon exists.
We've become utterly ridiculous.
You can literally buy anything on Amazon.
Let's move on.
Next story.
Yeah.
Porch pirate.
I thought you were going to say porch monkey. I was like, did the racist Tyler pick that one? Tyler's not a racist, people, okay? He's a good guy.
He's literally producing two black guys' show.
I don't know. What is that? What is it? I've got none of these so far.
A person or persons who steal packages off of unsuspecting people's porches.
Porch monkey?
Pirate.
Oh,
porch monkey.
I'm stuck in antebellum. Porch pirate. I should have thought about
porch
that.
Monkey.
Porch pirate.
Yeah, porch pirate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
I don't need it in a sentence. Move on.
I know. Grief digger.
Grief digger.
Ooh.
Someone who.
Wow.
Uses something negative as a way to get in.
Close. It's a person who capitalizes on the public grief surrounding a celebrity death for attention. For instance,
oh, I kind of had it right.
For posting a picture of
them.
Oh,
and then they go all in.
Yeah, and talk about they had a close relationship or taking partial credit for their achievements that can no longer be verified because they
passed away. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a grief digger.
Yeah.
It's kind of clever.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this next one?
Yeah.
Day friend.
Day friend? It's someone who you talk to when the sun is out,
mm-hmm.
but at night they disappear.
It's a friend you only hang out with during the day because they're too messy to deal with at night. Kind of usually due to their partying right. ways or tendencies to some, you know, how
I maybe I'm speaking from my own life. Because there's a lot of people in this phone over here who just disappear at night. And I wonder,
day friends.
I wonder, where are you after 7 p.m.?
You might not want to know.
You
might not want to know.
Oh, I know. That's the problem. Because the one thing Annie Sue didn't do is raise a fool.
Hey.
Man, I'm pretty smart.
Want the best of Maury? Kevin, you are not. Want the best of the Steve Wilkos show? Would you take Dave back if you left Katie?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back.
Headphones are on. You know what time that is.
Yeah. Means we got a video.
Video time.
All right.
We're going to dive into our first video. Let's see what they got for us.
We had the same exact dream, and we carry the same exact name. Dwayne Tyrone Wade. To know we hustle all the way to the Basketball Hall of Fame is God's will. So, Pops, I know your knee's a little sore, but will you join me on stage as we take our rightful step into basketball heaven? This one right here, this one is for my father. I love you, and I'm thankful for you.
I love you too, man.
We in the Hall of Fame, dog.
Okay.
There's a question kind of attached to this. So it says, perhaps we can all take a moment to honor those in our lives who helped us achieve our dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer first, and I'll let you answer after. Who would you honor? I would honor my mother, of course. I already actually had an opportunity to do this. Have I ever showed you my senior speech from college?
No.
No?
Okay. One of the many things you've neglected to share with me.
So
I have a whole list of things that this one is not sharing lately.
So
I'll not publicly air the list, but I have it. So let's add that to the list of things that you have neglected
okay.
to share.
Okay. You're right.
With me, your co-host.
Well, it's public, so. But
friend of 10 years.
Yes, yes, yes.
A
yes.
decade.
Yes. Honestly, you've probably seen this a long time ago. But at my high school, they force all of us to.
Are you about to play the speech?
No.
Oh.
They so as a senior, every senior gives a senior speech. And you get to pick any topic that you want. And as you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, you watch all these senior speeches. It gives you time to think about, like, what would I go up there and talk about, you know? Mm-hmm. By the time I was a senior, only thing I could think of was honoring my mom because she had got me into this private school, you know, all of that. So my speech ended up being a pretty much open letter to my mom in front of my entire school. It was like 700-800 people. And I got a standing ovation.
Was it emotional?
Everybody was crying. I almost cried halfway through it.
I was going to say, did you cry?
It was 20 minutes long. Juice introduced me. My best friend introduced me.
Oh, God.
And all of my, you know, other friends.
Shout out to Juice. I love you very much, but I don't know if Juice should be introduced.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
At the graduation.
He revealed that I thought chipmunks were baby squirrels to the whole school.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it was funny. And it ended up being an open letter. So I actually did have the opportunity to honor my mom in a way that I really wanted to at that time. I was 17 and a half, almost 18 years old, knew that I was about to go out into the world, only child, single mother. So I got to have, you know, one of those moments.
That's great.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too. I'll have to show it to
you. Oh, we should have clipped it and played it.
Maybe in the next episode, but it's 20 minutes long. Like, I put my heart into that.
Yeah, that's a long speech.
It was my first time publicly speaking, too.
And you thought, I'm going to be seen and heard.
I was seen and heard 20
minutes.
Day. And had people
You were
crying.
Like, the hell with the rest of the graduation?
It was supposed to be five
this
minutes.
This is my time. 20 but, minutes.
But it's our day. You know, every senior has their day. You know, and
but every scene you don't get 20 minutes on the microphone.
It was supposed to be like 5 to 7, I think.
Yeah,
but
you too.
They wasn't mad. I mean, I got a standing ovation. I did my thing.
Okay,
it was,
good.
I was proud of that. That's so good. Who would you honor?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I mean, I don't. I don't know. My mom has passed away.
I know.
So,
but if you could, would you honor her? I know she wouldn't be able to hear it in real time right now, but she's probably still here.
I mean, to me, that's such a cliche, no disrespect to you, but I mean, yeah, of course I would honor my mother.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who I would get up and make a speech about.
Which is crazy, because you write a lot of speeches for people and
yeah,
different
I don't
things.
Know. See, I wasn't really moved by the the video.
You didn't have an attachment to
no,
it?
No, not at all.
I feel you.
Like I and D-Wade and I know each other.
Yeah,
I know his mom. But
you're like, I just didn't feel
I
it.
I didn't do
Dwayne.
Anything. Did nothing for me.
Damn.
Anymore.
Damn.
You know he was my pretty
what did he say? Why did you say damn?
Because Tyler really thought he had one. And he still couldn't get you to budge.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I've met his father. His father and I met. We were at Rainbow Push together. Mm-hmm. That's where I met his mom. You like mom.
We can take these headphones off,
yeah,
too.
We look,
we look like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, like Mickey Mouse. And
Goofy talking
Mickey
to
and Minnie.
Other.
And yeah, so I met both of them at Rainbow Push long before I met him.
Mm-hmm.
So I know his dad. Dad's a real good guy.
Yeah.
Real good guy. Real stand-up guy. Mom is a sweet.
He looked like he was very, very, very moved.
Yeah. No, as well he should be.
Yeah.
But I just don't. And I'm not claiming that mm-hmm. D-Ray did this because mm-hmm. I don't know the tension of his heart and I nothing. So let's make it about something else. So let me pause.
Mm-hmm. Think about what you're about to say.
No,
for
no, no. Uh-oh. No, I'm paused to create verbal separation.
Okay.
All right. What I don't like is.
That was beautiful.
I don't like these internet moments. You know what I'm saying?
They make it feel almost artificial.
It's, and I'm not saying that's what that was.
Yeah, but when you clip it.
But when you clip it, and when it's just
it
like,
takes it out of the context of the whole thing. I get what you're saying.
And that's not any. It's not D Wade's fault. Obviously.
Not at all. No.
It's the culture.
Absolutely.
That we've sort of geared ourselves toward having these moments mm-hmm. that can be clipped and reposted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm not even trying to sit here and think of someone that I would get up and honor because mm-hmm. my mind is, I would honor them already.
Throughout your life.
I would not wait until I got on a damn stage.
For them to
again,
have to
not knocking D-Wade.
I mean, it was his Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
I'm not so, knocking D-Wade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That speech would be unnecessary
mm-hmm.
if I was winning an Emmy. Let me put it on me. If I was winning an Emmy, and now I'm going to get up and do, I'm not doing that.
You would just get up there and say thank you.
I probably won't even come to the Emmy.
Yeah, you ain't even showing up.
I'm sending you.
I forgot, yeah.
You go and you can make your...
You ain't even going to be
you
there.
You can make another 20-minute speech yeah. if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But if I honor you, you already know it. And if I celebrate you, you don't have to wait till we mm-hmm. get to award.
Yeah.
You already know it.
Yeah.
Because I make it my business to do it along the way. And again, there's nothing wrong with getting
something
up.
Something can be learned from that.
Getting up and letting the world know that this is the person who blessed me mm-hmm. the most. I think that's great. We should do that. I'm saying the person who blessed me the most would already know
they
that
know
that's
it
who they
you
are.
Tell, you remind them of that.
This would be new information for the world.
Exactly. Not mm-hmm. them.
Not for them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's leave it at that.
Yeah, I like that. Well, congrats to D-Wade on that. He was my favorite player growing up. I got to see him win.
Really nice guy, by the way. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy.
Yep.
And I love the way him and his wife mm-hmm. has embraced Kaya. Yeah, I think that's great. Are we done?
We are.
All right. Shout out to Kaya, D-Wade, Gabrielle Union,
the whole family.
Mama Wade, Papa Wade, all the Wades.
Oh, yeah, on his Hall of Fame
introduction. What's the other son's name?
Zaire.
Zaire, yes. Shout out to you too, son. Keep shining like the sun. The world needs you. You two people. See you next time.
Till next time.
The content on Macmillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.